The first coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Red Berenson. The Wolverines will be the number 2 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament and will face the winner of the number 3 Penn State, number 6 Wisconsin game at 4 p.m. Central Time in the semifinals of the tournament on Friday. Coach, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
I'll let you start with an opening statement, and then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to the tournament, but looking back at the conference schedule, it's always exciting when it comes down to the last game or last weekend to decide who's going to end up in first place and second place. So it was an exciting finish. We were fortunate to have our last two games at home on the schedule, and we took advantage of that. And obviously it came down to Minnesota having to win their last home game, and they took advantage of that. So it was a competitive season, and now we look forward to the playoffs.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Andy Greeter with St. Paul's Pioneers Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time. As we look at the conference playoffs here, how do you feel like the Big Ten stacks up with other leagues, maybe the NCHC, who's going to be playing in Minneapolis just down the road, kind of from a competitive standpoint, top to bottom? How do you see these two leagues matching up?
Well, it's pretty hard for me to say. I mean, we didn't see any of those teams this year. So I've looked at their records, and obviously there's teams in that conference that have had really good records. When you look at the Big Ten, it's a new conference. I think it's too early to judge, but it's been disappointing the first couple of years that we haven't had more teams in the NCAA tournament, if that's how you're judging a conference. In terms of crowds and interest, I think there's been good crowds and good interest in the Big Ten. I mean, Penn State has really brought a strong program into the Big Ten, and I think it's just a matter of time when there'll be other programs join the Big Ten. So I don't know. I wouldn't be comparing us to anybody right now.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Frank Mazzocco with Golfer Radio Network.
Coach, congratulations on Coach of the Year honor. I'd like your reaction to that award.
Well, I've been Coach of the Year in the NHL, too, and that cost me my job the next year, so I'm not going to get too excited about it, but I think it's usually an indication that a coach's team has done well or better than expected, and I think our team did better than expected in certain areas for sure, and so I think it's a compliment to our coaching staff. It's no longer just the head coach. I wouldn't have voted for me. I voted for Don Lucia.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, I'd like to give you a chance to talk about, not only your outstanding top line, but Kyle Connor in particular certainly has made quite an impact in his first season with your program.
Well, I'll start with JT Comfer and Tyler Mott because they're juniors. And JT was the Rookie of the Year his first year in the Big Ten. And Tyler's been a workhorse player for the 2 years he's been here. And they were expected to be a big part of our team this year. We lost three of our top scoring players last year. When Zach Hyman led the Big Ten and was a Hobie Baker finalist. Dylan Larkin was Rookie of the Year in the Big Ten. Now he's with Detroit, as you know. And Andrew Kopp left early also, and he's playing for Winnipeg. So we missed a lot of offense, but JT and Tyler were expected to pick up the slack. We didn't know what we were getting in our incoming freshman class. We did know we had one impact freshman forward, Kyle Connor, but we had no idea that Kyle would be this good or this productive. And it really wasn't until we put that line together in, I think it was in December, when they showed us that they could be something special, and Kyle in particular. And I give Kyle Connor credit. Like, he's another Dylan Larkin-type skater and scorer, and he's been even more prolific and more consistent than Dylan. So it's been a great season for Kyle Connor. He's got that touch around the net that you can't teach. This isn't about coaching. It's just about giving the kid a chance to play with good players and putting him in a good spot so he has a chance to score. But he's been as good as it gets.
And we do have a follow-up question from the line of Frank Mazzocco with Gopher Radio Network.
Thanks, Coach. Answered the question. Appreciate it.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Coach, how would you assess Zach Werenski's defensive play this year?
I think it's been better than last year at times, Dan. I think there's parts of his game that defensively that is really good. Like, he's one of the smarter defensive players. He's a little bit like Lidstrom was with Detroit. I think some of these Michigan, these young Michigan defensemen, they pattern themselves after Lidstrom, and Zach seems to be one of them. And he's really got a smart stick. Physically, he gets involved if he has to, but his first choice is to play the puck and to play his position well. So I think that's been good. His plus minus is not as good as it was last year, for one reason or another. But and he's played with young defensemen this year. He had more of a consistent partner last year with Kevin Lohan. Lohan's been out most of the season with an injury, so he's had to play with different players. But I would say he's more experienced, he's smarter, and he's still got a ways to go.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Nathan Wells with SB Nation College.
Hi, Coach. With Michigan being the only team that has qualified as at-large been the Big Ten, does the tournament still have the same importance, and how do you get your team to get up for playing five teams that are playing for their season?
Well, I think it's huge knowing that everyone that goes there is playing for their season, and we've been there, and that's where we've been the last few years, and we had to scratch and claw to get in that championship game and try and find a way to win it, whether it was three games in three nights or two. But so I appreciate all what the other teams are going through, and I think our team, if we want to have any kind of a season, we have to play well in this tournament. So it's just as important to us. It may not be as meaningful, but it's just as important. If you leave this program with your tail between your legs, you're probably not going to do anything in the NCAAs.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Brad Plesh with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Brad, I just want to ask you about Cooper Marody and what he's meant, freshman, since he returned from missing six with mono. It seemed that you were allowed to move Selman back to wing, and it really got your top three lines in sync again. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree, Fred. That's a good comment, because Cooper really has come back and give us a legitimate third-line center. And he not only is a good centerman, but he brought that line back together. And he's got Tony Calderon scoring again. He's got Brendan Warren playing better. So as a group, they're more of a force on our team now than was the case when Cooper was out. And then, of course, Tony was out. So it's good to get them back together. Cooper Marody's an important player in our team.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you up in St. Paul.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for the questions.